Fit for Europe, the Fit for Them podcast.
Hello, my name is Stanko Minicea. I'm from the University of Opole. And today in our podcast, I have three splendid guests who are Dr. Magdalena Szyszka, who works for the multilingualism in school and higher education in For Them and Fit For Them cooperation with external partners. Dr. Barbara Curyło, the main coordinator of For Them at the University of Opole and the leader of the Experiencing Europe Lab, and representatives of University of Opole in Fit For Them for strategy and institutional transformation, and Professor Katarzyna Molek-Kozakowska, who cooperates with many For Them labs and is responsible for Fit For Them communication and dissemination. For Them is an alliance of European universities founded by the European Commission to improve cooperation and competitiveness in the higher education, research and innovation sector in Europe. The For Them Alliance was established in 2019 and is working on joint structures and activities concerning student and staff mobility, virtual educational tools and research networks that cooperate in the thematic laboratories. Fit For Them is an alliance project that additionally supports institutional transformation. For example, the project helps to set common research areas and build bridges linking university resources to make them more accessible. Additional funds support the thematic laboratories in the implementation of the pilot studies. So this podcast is about the Fit For Them project and For Them project for researchers. What is there for the researchers? And my first question goes to Dr. Magdalena Szyszka. What is in for the researchers? Researchers in the Fit For Them.
Hello, welcome. This project helps, for example, in finding research partners and external partners through matchmaking workshops. So far, they've been 4 out of 7 workshops on the topic of multilingualism, digital transformation, dimensions of the EU, and climate change issues. These workshops present, for example, concepts for research projects that aim to solve current social problems and build cooperation between scientists, students, and the external partners. In an international forum, participants have the opportunity to present their ideas and invite stakeholders from different backgrounds, local but also international. The form of each matchmaking workshop provides For Them partner universities with opportunity to go beyond their walls. This is a great forum that, through the exchange of ideas and discussions, initiates cooperation with partners from different environments and backgrounds. Such cooperation, in turn, can generate research ideas based on real social and sociocultural problems.
That sounds very interesting. But what are the examples of cooperation? Can you give us any specific project or initiatives?
For example, in a workshop coordinated by the Multilingualism Lab, a project on involving high school learners in citizen science research was presented. Researchers from the University of Vivascola and University of Opole presented citizen science formulas to a group of university students, who in turn shared their acquired knowledge with high school learners in Finland and Poland. In Opole region, it was the first high school in Kędzierzyn Koźle. Coordinated by university students and scientists, high school learners gained practical skills to conduct small research projects on multilingualism and multiculturalism. Fit For Them creates conditions for finding partners who would like to cooperate and engage in developing the idea of citizen science in non-academic environments.
Okay, that's clear, but does Fit For Them fund researchers?
Yes, but not individually. Only through projects that are jointly created by researchers from For Them Alliance universities and external partners. The call for funding pilot projects has already been announced and sent to For Them coordinators at each university. Until the 28th of November, each For Them lab can apply for funding a project involving at least 3 partner universities and at least one external partner. We've organized a recorded question and answer session about the call in order to support the writing process of the applications. The review board, consisting of experts representing all For Them Alliance universities, will award funds for the applicants on the basis of how well the criteria, which are detailed by Fit For Them, are met. The results will be announced by the end of December this year.
What is the amount of funding that we're talking about?
There's altogether over 122,000 euro funding available for Fortham Labs. The overall funding includes 25% overhead. Each lab can apply for a grant of 14,000 euro for its project. These amounts can be used for materials needed in the pilots, travel costs, including those related to external partners, as well as various external services necessary for the implementation of the project and personnel costs.
Thank you very much. Now my question goes to Dr. Tsuriwo. I would like to know more about the forms of cooperation that are still available. What are the forms of cooperation that we can have?
In addition to already established activities of interdisciplinary Fordham Labs, to which you can constantly join naturally, we have also online speed dating meetings. It is a series of short meetings with representatives of given discipline. In addition, through the Fit for Them office, there is still a possibility of establishing tandems and working groups with partners who have similar interests and who wish to work together on a project, apply together, and contribute to common scientific goals.
So how can we find partners, or in the case of younger researchers, mentors?
Well, firstly, individually, through the contact with Fordham or Fit for Them office, but also systematically. The Alliance is working on to establish synergies and similarities among our universities to design and to define our strengths and weaknesses. For example, surveys that have been launched at each university will make it possible to determine this. So, the more people respond to them, the better it will be to define research agendas, needs, and barriers to overcome. This is why we strongly encourage all researchers and employees to take a moment to fill the questionnaire that there is fit for them.
In all of those initiatives, we are going to have a joint support office. How is this office going to work?
Well, this is a very interesting idea. And first of all, we have to say about the aim of this office. First of all, it is aiming to provide better joint support structure for the Alliance as a whole, for institutions and researchers to get actively engaged in international and EU-wide cooperative projects, activities, and networks. Also, the aim is to establish a networking between different European funding management offices of partner universities. And how it will work? Well, first of all, the virtual office will be mainly coordinated by University of Burgundy from France, but all partners will contribute, and researchers and experts will be approached directly by their Fit for Them offices. What is also worth mentioning is the plans for this office, and the grand plan is to start lobbying in Brussels. We already have workshops with European Commission, especially with DG Research on Horizon Europe, which were mostly informative. Now it's time to build the ground for support and understanding in Brussels our future projects.
Thank you very much. Now my question goes to Professor Molek Kozakowska. Katarzyna, can researchers get any additional training through Fit for Them?
Yes. Fit for Them offers many possibilities to get new skills and competencies in various important areas. The workshops it organizes are primarily dedicated to research managers and project coordinators, but may be equally useful to any person who is interested in a given area, researchers, teachers, PhD candidates. These workshops are mostly online and involve talks by specialists in the field or panel discussions with representatives of various universities. Thanks to that, we are able to see the similarities and differences among our organizations. Sometimes we also invite external experts or individuals who have succeeded in a given area and can share useful advice and best practices.
So what areas are those? Can you give us any more specific information?
We have already completed several workshops. So one was on project management, mainly giving good advice from various institutions, as well as one on the ways each university is involved with the business sector. Another workshop concerned gender and diversity, so it was mainly about the strategies enabling equal access to university resources and human capital. It also touched on the need to prepare gender equality plans, which is a new requirement for any institutional institution wanting to apply for funding within Horizon Europe. We have materials from those workshops and we can share them on request. But recently we have also met to discuss how to improve intercultural and intersectorial communication. We are offering a possibility to exchange information about the measures used in each university to support early career researchers. And then we will also discuss methods of co-creation with external stakeholders and best practices in knowledge brokering. In the coming months, we will also offer more chances to get trained about grant application writing and on professional project management. So stay tuned.
So where can we find more information?
The Fordham Alliance has an English language website, which you can easily find by pasting the name Fordham into the search engine. You can explore our event calendar and our news page to identify the workshops and the events that interest you the most.
What else is there on those web pages?
Well, all kinds of information, calls and circulars for upcoming conferences for researchers, recruitment calls for students and doctoral candidates to get involved in Fordham activities. There's contact information to all local Fordham and Fit Fordham offices through which you can search for partners and tandems and working groups. If you plan to team up to undertake something with another partner university, that's the place to go. But you can also follow the latest developments in Fordham Labs and contact details to lab leaders who can help you to join and to perhaps even start new lab outputs. Fit Fordham can also be followed on Twitter and LinkedIn platform. And student-oriented information can be found on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, thank you very much. I hope that after listening to our podcast, we have much better knowledge about Fit Fordham and Fordham Alliance. Thank you very much for your time and attention, and goodbye.